Today we are delighted to welcome in the studio Kate Gould of Fine Line Editorial Consultancy. Kate, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
So, you've recently started up in business, and it was a challenge, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, because although I'd worked as a manager of somebody else's company, I'd never actually run my own.
Yeah, and one of the great things about today is the thing that you really thrive on in your business is the fact that you use social media, don't you? Which means that, for example, this morning, at 10 o'clock this morning, I realised that my business guest had to cancel. So at 10 o'clock in the morning, I had to go out to Twitter and say to everybody, you know, who wants to come on and talk about their business issues and their enterprise issues on Leith FM at 12 o'clock today? And then you were able to pick that up and have an opportunity to talk about your business and all the challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that social networking is absolutely invaluable for any business, and the internet is fantastic because it's all free. I use things like Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook's an excellent way in which to get in touch with people. You can set up a page for your business and then harass all your friends to become fans. I use it. I put updates on there regularly about what we're doing, new posts on the site, things like that. I would recommend that people find the sites on which your potential clients are likely to visit. We happen to work with writers, and so I looked about online and found sites that writers visited. For example, She Writes, Writer's Digest. I looked at readers' groups. You have like romancedivas.com, I think it's called, and places like that. And I just kept on putting blog posts and competition announcements, just kept on putting them out there. And as I say, because it's free, it's very easy to do. It takes some research to find sites that your clients are going to be on. But once you do, just keep at it, basically. Keep putting your business details out there.
And so let's describe what your business is about. It's an editorial consultancy. What does that mean?
Well, basically, people who are burgeoning writers, they're beginning writers, they're working writers, can send their work to us, and they'll be provided with professional feedback on that. And it's filling a gap that is getting larger and larger in the publishing industry because of cuts and because it's become so commercial. The whole concept of a traditional editor has basically disappeared. So people will, for example, send a manuscript to a publisher unless they can immediately see that this will sell millions of copies. They're not interested. They don't have the time to provide feedback to make something that is pretty good, make it really good. Mm. So I discovered this from having worked in the publishing industry, mostly as an intern.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, if you've got a kind of best-selling novel, but it's got quite a few flaws in it, they're not going to say, yes, we're going to take it, we're going to tidy it up with you. They're just going to reject. Is that how it goes?
Pretty much, yes. Yeah, because they don't have time. They're not employing people to edit. They're just employing them to sell.
So basically, they'll send it back to the author, and then the author will have to work with an editorial agency to tidy it up then, on the recommendations of the publisher, perhaps?
Yes, that is one way of doing it. I do have a number of publishers and agents who will recommend us if people ask for feedback. Mostly they just, I think, get very disheartened by the rejection letter, and some of them just stop there and then, some keep going.